You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance!
At Currency, a Sandhills global company, they offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, a 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Steve, we talked yesterday about Currency, and we had Carson.
With Carson.
Here. This is run like an NFL, so guess what he is now? Carson Schottenheimer. He's run like an NFL.
We did say that.
Yes. Carson Schottenheimer is running finance.
Oh, no.
Currency. Yes.
That did come up.
Yes.
Carson Schottenheimer.
Running an NFL team. He's running a franchise.
Legendary name.
Legendary name. Carson came in here, and we had an incredible. Because of
Carson, that's trouble.
The only reason that Carson is where he is now probably was because of his success. We talked about being part of the walk-on program, and we talked about the touchdown catch he had in practice. Carson had a touchdown catch
from
in practice.
Kurt Dukes, right?
Yeah, Dukes threw it to him, yes.
You're kidding me.
Yes. In practice.
In practice.
And what then, was it, like a it, fake?
It was a play-action, unbalanced line.
Okay.
Slid the tight end out, which was Carson. It would be in the northeast corner of the end zone in the stadium. He toe-tapped and elevated. He elevated and then toe-tapped.
He did not.
Yes, he did. He elevated and toe-tapped.
That's what he said.
Said he elevated
and he spiked the football in practice.
Spiked the football. Yes.
He elevated and toe-tapped.
Those were his words.
Exact words. And Carson looked very fit yesterday.
He did.
Yes.
I didn't know. Now, wait a second. He played some tight end?
Yes.
I thought he was like a guard.
So he was playing tight end for this. All I know is
and that play, he was playing tight end.
That play, he was playing tight end. So if he's good enough to score touchdowns in that stadium in practice, he's good enough to run Currency. I'll tell you that. Get involved with him. Carson Schottenheimer.
Did you talk NIL at all?
We did talk his career. We talked to NIL.
We talked NIL. We talked what's going on over there at
1890. Can
you imagine
Saturday?
That guy's running 1890 and he's also running Currency? That's a lot.
No,
that's
no
a full
days
day.
Off.
No days off. He's like Belichick. No days off.
Belichick yells it happily at a parade.
No. Days off. No days off.
Sip loved it. He just absolutely loved it.
I couldn't believe he was doing it. Elevate and toe tap. Elevate and toe
Carson
tap.
Did say that.
Yes.
Toe tap.
Carson, yeah. You guys, I hate that I missed that. Well, I had no idea.
Bullet needed you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah you were
practice.
Bullet.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And we also talked about we're not going to tell Bullet anything until the
yeah,
day
that's
of.
Right. That's right.
Right. Yes. Hush is yes. The word. Yeah, he doesn't need to know.
If I saw Bullet today, I'd be like, hey, what's going on, buddy? As I know, there's surgery coming, but I would not say a word.
Easy.
I know.
Don't say that.
Ah.
GoCurrency.com/careers. I have a question for you guys in the breakers on when smack talk is allowed by certain people.
Okay.
Last year we know that Michigan did beat Ohio State in the regular season. Ohio State went on to make the playoff and, of course, win the national championship. At Media Day, mm-hmm. Michigan went day three of Media Days in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Michigan defensive end Derek Moore, it was a joke. He said that the Buckeyes title was not a, quote, real win because the Buckeyes didn't defeat Michigan along the way. He says, quote, first, I want to congratulate them on the win, but, you know, it's not a real win if you didn't beat us. If the playoff expansion wasn't around, they wouldn't have won the national title. So we look at it like this. Y'all had a nice little easy run, but we helped y'all along the way. We pretty much helped y'all build back up, but after that loss, they dominated everybody that came in front of them, so you got to give them credit to them. This is a guy that in that game, all he had was one pass deflection. No tackles, no sacks.
He did get the ball.
He got one.
Hands on the ball.
If he had like three sacks, eight tackles, I hear him talking smack. In that game, his one stat was a pass deflection, no tackles. Can he be saying this kind of stuff? Is he allowed to? He was on the team. He did play.
Bill, I'm saying yes, he's fine.
Is there a line at
there's
all, one, Bill?
Yeah.
Is there a line?
I don't know if there's an exact stat line. You'd like to have someone pretty involved. I mean, and also,
and
one pass deflected is it.
I got his hands on one.
One
pass, that's
maybe
it.
Not on the flight home. You got a piece of that one, didn't you? Got a piece.
It's something.
I'm on the box score.
Got a piece.
I'm on the box score for a PD.
My question would probably be more, how many plays did he play? You know, if it's like... That'd be my biggest thing. If he played 40-some snaps or 30, with that, okay. If he played 8 snaps or something, I mean, I'd probably...
I don't know what the threshold is. Yeah. That was not serious smack talk.
No, it really wasn't. So I take it very lightly. Don't think much of it.
He wasn't getting after him.
Yeah.
You know.
In the end, they what they did was there was a 12-team playoff. That was set up by college football, by the CFP, and Ohio State won it. That's all there is.
And they earned it.
Yeah, so that's all there is to it.
What was the march? I mean, what would they march through?
Maybe
Tennessee,
Oregon.
Right,
yep.
Notre Dame. Texas.
Yeah, Texas, right? And then Notre Dame. And,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
It's a pretty good.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Pretty good runs.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a beatdown. Texas wasn't.
No, that was a close game.
That was a close game. If they don't have, I mean, Texas should have tied the score up. Would have made it very interesting.
That was interesting.
Happened.
They jumped up on Notre Dame. Notre Dame made it a game.
Made
it
a game late. But
brutalized. They brutalized Oregon and pretty much brutalized Tennessee.
Tennessee was never a game.
Somewhat, never really a game.
It was 21-0 right away.
The score didn't look out of hand, but it was out of hand.
Yes,
there was never. I didn't watch it like every play. I was like, this is
nope.
No.
It got out of hand.
They
were
21-0 in the first quarter.
It was stunning.
Quick start for Ohio State.
It was stunning.
Which is pretty cool when they start talking about how they might do the playoff system down the road. Ohio State finished fourth. It was Oregon, Penn State, Indiana, Ohio State.
They're fourth.
They finished fourth and won it all.
Yep.
Fourth in their league. So, which again tells you need to have those teams because before, like you said, they wouldn't even have got in. They wouldn't even have gotten in.
God, see, that's interesting when you look at it that way.
I mean, like the year before the incomplete 2-point play, Turner Gill play the year before that. Imagine Nebraska.
Yeah.
The year before, didn't they just lose the one game to Penn State that year? Was that the one game?
Don't do this. I don't have my media.
But can you imagine? Can you imagine that team having a chance to play in the playoffs?
Yeah, it would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been great.
And so there's a lot of teams that are like that. That's why what I like the most about the expanded playoffs is that if there is an injury or something goes wrong, if you have a chance, to actually get better. Where all of a sudden, if you start out like 1-3. Or not 1-3, but 1-2, whatever, and you lose and win the rest of your games, you can still be out. Now you're not getting in. Not getting in. And so I like the fact you can get better. Because Ohio State, you watched that Michigan game, did you think there was any chance they could win it all?
There's something wrong.
I really
they had a bad day.
It was weird.
It was a bad day.
Odd.
It looked odd. Everything was off. I mean, and then the
odd game.
Odd game. And then the whole thing with the flag plant and the
and it was ugly.
The awkwardness.
It was ugly.
Yeah, everything about it was just
pepper spray.
But again, the cool part about Ohio State, Michigan, is just the pure hate between the two.
Oh, it's utter hate.
And it, I mean, they think about it. It's still, I guarantee you, to this day, it's still like, I guarantee you, Ryan Day is still like, yeah, it would have been a lot nicer if we'd beat Michigan with this. I mean, that stuff haunts you.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Just think about
it
that.
It does. Haunt you. But then he got his team ready to play Tennessee.
He did. He did an unbelievable job. Yeah. But when you care that much what somebody else is doing, if you're an Ohio State fan or Michigan fan, you know what the other team is doing every day.
Hey, it grips you.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I wish Nebraska had something like that. We have nothing like that.
No, you don't have anything.
The biggest impression that whole playoff had on me, though, was what Ohio State had to do to win it all. And that's what I would, as a coach, would beat into my team. Look what you have to do if we're going to win it all.
Yeah.
You got to beat those teams consecutively.
Four straight games.
That's ridiculous. Impressive. I mean, incredibly impressive.
By the way, Rudy did some research. Derek Moore, 39 snaps.
Okay.
Snaps.
That's pretty good. That's for a D lineman. For a D lineman, that's a lot of snaps.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, and it wasn't. And it wasn't serious trash talk.
I know.
It wasn't serious. But I know this,
Jake.
Well, is there any chance that we'll watch the Ohio State Michigan game?
I never missed it.
Yeah,
yeah. I came home from a Nebraska game. I think it was. Were they been playing Iowa? I had the worst headache of my life. And tricks. Notice I had peas. I got a bag of peas on my head. I was watching that game. I was not going to miss it. I put a bag of peas on my head and laid down and watched it.
You know, vegetables.
Peas, cold.
Yeah. Cold, yes.
Whatever it takes to watch Michigan, Ohio State, the game.
Yeah, I'm not missing. I never
missed. You were in short pants.
No. It was, but I never miss it. Yeah. I won't miss that game ever. It's an incredible spectacle.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joey. It was a rough loss yesterday.
Oh, it was rough.
Have the Nebraska County Assessor call in again and do those
that guy rolled.
County seats.
He was on fire.
The guy knew everything. Probably knew the population.
He knew 45 counties.
Yeah, he knew Webster County. For Red Cloud, I think that was. Today's topic is back to sports. 2025 college quarterbacks. What teams do these quarterbacks play for?
Don't feel good about it.
Oh, come on.
If you think you know your 2025 college quarterbacks, call us right now at 464.
I like it.
5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill and trivia. Topic is 2025 college quarterbacks. Sip feels okay. Bill apparently does not feel great
about it.
You'll be fine.
Okay. Jim, how do you feel about 2025 college quarterbacks today?
I'm okay with it, I think.
He's okay with it. Let's do it.
Jim, thanks for
calling.
Bill's
a lifeline for Sip for one question.
Yeah, I just finished up my last bagel from my last box.
Oh, boy. Oh. Wow. He's hungry again. He wants some more.
Kind of got in our grill.
Smack talk there. Yeah. Jim, first question. What team is Haynes King the quarterback for in college football?
What was the name again?
Haynes King.
Georgia Tech.
Very good job.
Brilliant.
Good one. Good one.
Seen as a top 10 quarterback by some people.
He can run it, right?
Yeah, he can run well.
1-0 lead for Jim. First question. Sip, what team is Blake Horvath the quarterback for?
Good God, we should know that because I think he's been around a long time. Oh, I know. Bill, I got a guess.
I have no idea.
I'm going to say this. He had an incredible season last year.
Okay, well, I don't know that because I was thinking he was at Purdue. I'm going to say Purdue.
Is he at Purdue? No.
Was he at Purdue at one
no,
point?
No, I don't believe so.
He just said he had an incredible season. There's no one for Purdue who had an incredible season.
They went 1-11 last year.
I half think he went to.
Jim, do you want that or do you want to pass on Blake Horvath?
I'm passing.
That would be Navy. He was at one point in the Heisman, and not Heisman conversation, but he was.
I didn't watch him very much, but I did watch him just.
His stats were incredible.
But he just throttled Army.
How do we not get that?
Yeah, that's bad for me. I watched the whole game.
Fair question. You're not mad at the question? 1-0 lead?
It's okay. It's fair.
For the win, Jim.
Oh, man.
Last question. What team is Marcel Reed the quarterback for in college football this year?
I don't know.
Three.
Five,
two,
four, three.
Let's
two,
go.
One.
USF.
USF, South Florida. Bill, do you want this one or sip?
Horvath never played at Purdue.
Yeah, I didn't think he did.
Thank you. Very few transfers to Navy. Very
what
few.
What was this guy's name?
This is Marcel Reed.
Very upset pass, that I don't know, but I'm going to pass.
We can pass.
The SEC's Texas A&M Aggies for Marcel Reed.
We've really dropped off.
You're not out of it yet. You got a chance.
I knew that.
This is for the tie.
Good God.
Never missed that.
Lock.
For the tie, Bills in play. What team is Noah Fafita the quarterback for?
Layup, Arizona.
Brilliant.
All right. This will go.
That was a layup.
This will go to you guys since it was the call yesterday.
Okay. Come on, put a number out there.
All right, you guys can collaborate. How many passing yards did Garrett Nussmeier have last year for LSU?
Okay.
I need his passing yards from last season only.
Down.
Jim, you'll go over under their answer.
I got a number in my head. I'd go a little up.
Is it a billion?
That's not a billion. I think it's 3,244.
What'd you put, Zip?
I put 2,914.
Okay, well, what's your guys' guess going to be?
I'm going to go in between
it's going to between and put 3,100.
Yeah.
3,100.
You want to go over under that answer there, Jim?
We're really close.
Jim?
Let's go over.
I got about 4,052 yards last
year. Wow.
4,052. 29.
Nussmeier threw for 4,000?
29 touchdowns, 12 picks, and 4,000 yards last season.
4,000 yards?
I love him this year.
I know you love him.
He's this year's Jackson Dart.
He's really good. Jim, nice win. We'll get you back.
Boy, we're getting.
Calling down the road, Jim. Nice win today.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good job. 0-2.
4,052 yards last season.
We're 0-2.
How'd we miss Marcel Reed?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I just wasn't locked
in. We miss Horvath. I mean, we weren't locked in because I know Reed. You know Horvath. It's inexcusable that we didn't get those.
I follow Navy and Army.
I know you do.
I follow them.
Horvath is legitimately good. Very good.
If I'm watching the football, if they're on TV, I'm watching them play whoever. Not just each other. Not the end of the year thing. I'll watch them play week two and love it.
And I have read the name Marcel Reed attached to A&M. It just didn't register.
Didn't register. Yeah, tomorrow, you know?
God, yeah, sad.
At least you made the tiebreaker 2 days in a row.
Tomorrow doesn't matter right now.
Right now, you lost.
Yes.
Well, congrats to Jim. He's a worthy champion today.
And what's he get?
He gets a business box of bagels. That's 12 bagels, two tubs of cream cheese, courtesy of Bagels.
Two tubs.
12 bagels is a feast.
It's a lot of bagels.
He just said he finished off his last one yesterday from his last beatdown, so another win.
Yeah.
When we come back, CBS Sports says, if you think Nebraska's schedule is easy, it's not that easy compared to other Big Ten teams. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on the Ticket.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.